You're listening to NWPB. There are many things we may take for granted, like fruit. Holocaust survivor Lydia Kirichenko Drake was 5 years old when she was sent to a concentration camp. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, she tells her granddaughter Katrina Zenz about her liberation and tasting a banana for the first time. Both live in Moses Lake.
Tell me about where you were born.
I was born in the coal mines region of Donetsk under the Stalin communist regime in Ukraine. From 1937, when I was born, until 1942, Papa worked in the coal mines, and we lived under very, very primitive conditions. In 1942, Papa decided that we should go back to the Poltava region where his ancestry were from. We came to this beautiful little village called Tarasivka. And so we were there from 1942 to 1943. 1943. The German army was already approaching Ukraine, and there were millions of us Ukrainians. They were leaving because they knew that they would die either by the communist Stalin regime or they would die by the Germans. The misfortune came to us. The German army put us all in a cattle cars. All of us were brought to Dachau in Germany. Men were separated from the women, my mama, my sister, and me. We smelled horrible, and we were full of lice already. They told us to take all our clothes off, and they put us in this cement room. And then from the ceiling, this some kind of strange smelling, horrible disinfectant or whatever it was. Cold. Oh, it was horrible. But nevertheless, at least that cleaned us a little bit. So we were there in Dachau just for a while. Then they transferred us to another concentration camp. They placed us in this one room. There were 35 people of us there and three-story bunks with straw mattress full of lice. They ate us at night. What they fed us in Simbach, their dogs would not eat. But we were happy because we were starving. And came 1945, World War II ended, and the Allied forces freed us. We were very fortunate to be on the American zone, not on the communist Stalin zone, because he would have automatically sent us all to Siberia to die. Once a month, Papa got paid, and in order for them to have that check cashed, they had to purchase something. And so Papa would buy three bananas. When we woke up and Mama gave us these gifts, we had never seen a banana in our lives. We didn't know what it was. And Mama said, "You have to peel this." And so I remember, and I shall always remember, how delicious that banana was when I bit it. I thought I was in heaven. It was so delicious.
That was Lydia Kirichenko Drake and Katrina Zenz, both of Moses Lake. They recorded this edition of StoryCorps Northwest in Moses Lake as part of NWPB's centennial.